Shalom. This is part two of What is Heaven?
Have you ever noticed the natives on all islands and all places of the world lived in paradise until a certain fella came and took their God and gave them his? Took their system from them and gave them his system? Everybody on the island, everything was in perfection. Enjoying heaven. Coconuts, bananas, unlimited fish. You know, it's the same fella that went off into all the jungles and everywhere else and eliminated paradise. They were on a mission of changing paradise to hell. I mean, they came to your country and your land where you were happy with your wives. The wives were happy and the husbands happy. And they told you it was against their God to have more than one wife. And in America and under him, all women are unhappy. They're all unhappy. And they're all fighting over somebody else's man. Instead of being happy with one man, they just like a bunch of men. That's not my subject. I'm just telling you, everybody was happy until a certain fella came along. Everything was fine. Wasn't nobody unhappy. Now he got you saying, "This is mine." Exclusively onto myself. I'm not sharing. And it's a real hard thing in your heart. It got you so selfish, doesn't it? And you be unhappy, selfish like that. You're unhappy because you're always worried. Yeah. More than half the marriages broke up behind that selfishness. I just can't live with him no more. I caught him. A fella brought hell on earth. Cain's seed went all over the planet proselytizing and changed paradise, changed happiness into unhappiness. And he did it if he had to destroy the natural economy. And if he can't destroy their natural economy, then he comes in with his teachings and makes them unhappy with their heaven. And he tells them and teaches them they are poor. I mean, here's people been living for thousands of years on the island, and Yahweh supplying their every need. No sickness, no nothing. Just paradise. Heaven on earth. Nice breeze always blowing. Didn't need any soap. Just take a little swim in the ocean two or three times a day and smell it real good, all salted down, you know, purified. No wars. And he come in there with his philosophy. Certain fella, y'all know who he is. I'm not going to call his name. But y'all know who he is. Certain same fella all over the planet. He come in there and make you dissatisfied with your lifestyle. What he did in heaven. What you think his seed is going to do? Bliss.
Bliss. Ecstasy.
Ooh, I love ecstasy. I love being ecstatic. Ooh, to be in ecstasy. How many have ever looked that word up? Some of y'all have looked up. Y'all must have been looking for heaven. Extreme joy, huh? Ultimate gratification? Ecstasy. Total satisfaction. Ecstasy. Heaven on earth while I'm living. Huh? Say, ooh, child. I mean, how many admit it's wonderful to be in ecstasy. Isn't it? Yeah. And just think, in Yahweh, it can be like that all the time. It was like that forever until Lucifer.
Bliss. Ravishment.
Ravishment. Ravish. All of it. Don't leave any. Going for it. Okay.
Exhilaration.
Exhilaration. On earth. Everything about heaven is obtainable on earth.
Gaiety.
Gaiety is heaven on earth. Anybody glad about this subject? You've learned more about heaven tonight than in your life. Yes.
Jollity.
Like jovial. Mm-hmm.
Gladness.
Heaven is gladness. Have you ever been glad on earth? Anybody ever been glad? Well, you can be glad all the time. See, it's a fella on the earth that's blocking your heaven and ecstasy and luxury. And he's called Satan. And where does he reside? In your mind. Where does heaven reside? So where does hell reside? Who's responsible? We're responsible for Satan residing in our mind. We didn't have to accept Lucifer. I mean, he only enticed you, invited you. Same today. Wicked people just invite you to be wicked. They don't force you to be wicked. You smoke? No. Well, try one. I don't care to. Why not? It won't kill you. Liar, right there. Come on, just try it once. I mean, it's act like they own a job or something. Getting paid, you know. Do you drink? No. What are you, a teetotaler? So I try and make you feel bad because you said no. What's wrong with you? Nothing. Oh, well, here's a party pooper. Hey, I'm not a party pooper. I just don't want to drink. Square, you square. Square, yeah. I'm not square, I'm round. Don't you see how fat I am? I just don't want to drink. Well, don't hang around him. He's different from the rest of us, Mr. Goody Two Shoes. You heard those? Thinks he's better than everybody else. Like, being better is a sin. See, being better than everybody else is exaltation. So the wicked attack your exaltation to try and wear your mind down. I mean, you ever had a roach? Yeah, a lot of them in my house. I spray them all the time. Oh, man, you know what I mean. I'm talking about, you know, the weed. I got a lot of weeds, too. I cut them all the time. I don't let them grow on my grass. Oh, you see, man, you trying to be funny. No, I'm not. I have weeds all around. I keep them cut. I really do. Well, you know what I mean. Little grass. Yeah, I got grass out there, too. Did you see it? Beautiful lawn. I'm not talking, well, that's what you said, grass. Well, that's not what I mean. I mean pot. Yeah, I got a lot of pots, stainless steel pots, Tupperware pots, all in the kitchen. You want to see my pots? They're the best, I'm telling you. I pay big money for my pots. Oh, yeah, you're being funny. No, I'm not. I'm telling you I have pots. Well, I mean, you know, like marijuana. Marijuana? What is that? You know, Gandhi. No, Gandhi, no. I don't want to go for no Gandhi. I heard about he was in India. Will they leave you alone? They keep on trying. Well, look, it's a funny kind of cigarette. Well, I don't want to smoke. Hey, it won't hurt you. It'll make you high. I'm already high. But I mean, try it. This is really neat. Gold. It's gold. I mean, they told me marijuana is gold now. Man, you can't smoke gold. Gold is, you have to get it to a high temperature. It'll burn you to pieces. You talk about smoking some gold. You can't smoke no gold, man. They told me it was gold. Yeah, it's Colombian. Yeah, I had some neighbors were from Colombia. They were Colombian. What are they doing? They're trying to disguise destruction and make it palatable to you by calling it grass and pot. See, you're familiar with grass and you're familiar with pots. And you know, you're familiar with, or at least you heard, you're not familiar with gold, but you heard about gold. You know what I mean? So they use words that you're familiar with to make it more palatable, make it seem like it's more all right. And it's supposed to do something for you. And to hook you, they give it to you first. It's always free. Nobody that ever went for cocaine bought it first and never had it. Always gave it to you free. And when they give it to you, they say, see, it won't hook you. Man, they lie. You quit anytime you want to. Only time you quit is when your money run out and you can't steal enough to get any more. And you quit against your will. But they don't tell you that. Now you're after a temporary, superficial, earthly, terrestrial, chemical high that you pay big money for. It costs you your wealth, and it costs you your luxury. You lose your luxury going after that high that you pay them for. Whereas Yahweh gives you a high that you don't ever have to come down. And instead of taking from you, he adds luxury to you. Bliss.
Bliss. Cheer. Glee.
Glee, you know, G-L-E-E. Mm-hmm.
Joyance. Enchantment. Transport. Captivation. Fascination.
Where does all this take place? In your mind. My Lord.
Gratification.
Gratification. Heaven is gratification. Where you get that? I mean, no, that's on earth, right? Be careful about asking where you get gratification. But it is on earth. You have been gratified? Yeah, see? How many of you have been gratified? You've ever been gratified? If you don't know anything about gratification, you're missing out on heaven. You can't understand what heaven is about if you've never been gratified. See, you don't even have a sign. You don't have a reference point to heaven. Gratification gives you a reference point. Only in Yahweh, it's just continuous. There's just no letdown. You know, it's always like that. How many want ecstasy and ecstatic gratification just continuous, just 24 hours a day? When you go to bed, you go in ecstasy. And then you dream ecstasy. And when you wake up, you're still in ecstasy. And you spend all day in ecstasy and bliss and joy and enchantment and felicity, huh? Supreme happiness, just eternally. Anybody want to live like that? Well, you can. Yahweh is the way you live like that. Because Yahweh is the creator of heaven, that's why. Yahweh gave you the propensity and potentiality for gratification. wonderful. I like that. I love gratification.
Bliss. Fulfillment.
Fulfillment. Filled to the full. That your cup overflows. See, that's a part of heaven, huh? It's so good, it you don't even need another refill. It just overflows. Just keep on going. It's just, huh? How many would like that? See, that's what I offer, just a continuous overflow. Unending. Yes, I do now. I'm so powerful that I can give it to all of you and never lose my gratification. That's how powerful I am. See, I'm joy to the world and still have mine. Joy to the world, your Savior is come. Let heaven and earth rejoice. See, I keep everybody in heaven happy while I'm on earth. That's how powerful I am. I'm incredible. I know. What makes me so wonderful is I insist that you have it. I'm come to show you the way to eternal bliss. Look what bliss is, all these attributes. Give me some more gratification, honey.
Bliss, contentment.
Contentment. You know what contentment means? It means I'm satisfied. I mean, I don't care how much food is out now. I'm content. I had my fill. I'm absolutely full. I'm filled to the full. To the extent that I'm content. I am satiated. Yes, I'm satiated. Every kind of way. So just absolutely satiated. I'm just plain satiation. You don't know what it is? You're missing one of the joys. I know. I'm telling you what I am, so you can have this. You can be satiated. I am. Ooh, it's good, too. It is. It's good being content. It's heavenly just hearing me talk about heaven. There's a certain amount of gratification just hearing me talk about heaven. See, as I describe bliss for you, you don't have a problem in the world. As I am bringing and unfolding and revealing heaven to you, you don't know dissatisfaction. Because I've taken hold to your mind. Yes, I've grabbed hold of your mind, and all you can think right now is bliss. That's it. I mean, that's really all you can think right now. Bliss.
Bliss. Glory.
What? Glory? G-L-O-R-Y? Glory. Heaven. Heaven is a glorious state of mind. That brings about a glorious condition. And you just say glory to Yahweh, the giver. Glory to Yahweh. Oh, yeah, it'll make you say it, honey. Yeah, it will. All you have to do is try it sometime. Whenever anything is good to you, say praise Yahweh and watch what happens. What? Just call my name and watch and see what happens. I see your own out there. You can say, oh, Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh. Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh. Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh. And the more you call my name, the better it is. It's glory out. Glory child.
Glory. Extolment. Laudation. Acclaim. Acclamation. Kudos. Accolade. Magnification. Citation. Eclat. Tribute. Testimonial. Credit. Recognition. Eulogy. Eulogium. Eulogization. Encomium. Panegyric. Exaltation. Glorification. Honor. Crown. Approval. Approbation. Paean. Dignity. Stateliness. Courtliness. Solemnity. Gravity. Majesty. Nobility. Nobleness. Imposingness. Loftiness. Sublimity. Grandeur. Exaltation. Gloriousness. Worthiness. Excellence. Impressiveness. Eminence. Prestige. Notability. Fame. Illustriousness. Repute. Reputation. Notoriety. Notoriousness. Renown. Distinction. Note. Name. Celebrity. Popularity. Popular favor. Vogue. Figure. Mark. Object of pride. Boast. Esteem. Admiration. Appreciation. Respect. Honor. Reverence. Veneration. Adoration. Worship. Benediction. Blessing. Venison. Hosanna. Thanksgiving, gratitude, magnificence, splendor, resplendent, pomp, triumph, success, victory, flying colors, flourish, fanfare, parade, pageantry, show, display, elegance, luxury, affluence, state, prosperity, good fortune. heyday, prime, zenith. Summit, acme, crest, pinnacle, height, top, culmination, consummation, maximum, optimum, radiant, refulgence, effulgence, shining, brightness, brilliance, brilliancy, illumination, luminosity, glitter, sparkle, shimmer, glimmer, dazzle, luster, sheen, gloss, omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence, ubiquity, infinity,
praise God. I can't take it. I have to stop for a breather. Get a drink of water or something. Take a break. This ecstasy is getting to me. Do you understand that all of these attributes belong to you? That every one of these words is your inheritance? And that all nations of the earth expect you to exhibit these qualities? And this, all of this state of mind creates a heavenly condition in the physical world. All of this spells heaven for you living your life in infinity. Go ahead, child. Keep on. Ooh, this is, I mean, this is some kind of, we're seeing everything come out in here. Effulgence, luminosity, great light, you know. You come into the light. Now you seek the great light. So what are you seeking? Heaven. Everybody is expecting you to be omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. You! If the Holy Spirit of Yahweh is omnipresent in you. And at the same time, everywhere. Praise Yahweh. Look at the glory that is due you. Look at the glory that you're going to enjoy. Go ahead, child.
Glory. Infinite wisdom.
What? That's your inheritance. And that is heaven. And you don't die to get that. That's on earth. That's to be inhabited forever. Any of you want infinite wisdom? All you have to do is receive me. That's what I am, don't you see? Aren't you beginning to tell that my mind is divine? And if you don't understand my mind is divine, it's only because you don't understand divine. All of this is heaven. Some more? Give it to me.
Glory. Infinite goodness, infinite justice, infinite truth, infinite love, infinite mercy, heaven, paradise, eternity. Kingdom come.
Not kingdom go. Kingdom come. Yeah, not go to kingdom. Kingdom come. Where I am. I'm on earth. See, the prayer lets you know you can't go somewhere else, so you have to have heaven come to earth. And it happens one way, by the will of Yahweh. Let thy will be done. Where? We've been lied to. Let thy will be done. As in the moment you have a heavenly mind, you'll have heaven on earth. Now it must be somebody sleeping there. It must be too much. I must be giving out too much. I'm not giving out. Am I giving out too much? This has me fired up. I'm just trying. I'm fired up to know that when the will of Yahweh is done on earth, just as it is in heaven, that's synonymous. That's indistinguishable. So enjoying heaven on earth is no big deal. The problem is getting hell out your mind and allowing heaven to enter. Now we can see the ideal now. Heaven is my goal. I say heaven is my goal. Now, with all of this knowledge of heaven in the book, the people that put you in slavery didn't allow you to read for 310 years. So you would never discover heaven. And then when they said it was safe to free you in 1865, they knew they had succeeded in killing you spiritually and mentally. And then it was safe to let you read their teachings from Lucifer and Cain. So what you were taught was the opposite of this. That tells you the nature of your teacher. And now your wicked teacher is no longer the subject. The subject now is the teaching. Yeah. See, the teaching is the problem now. It's no longer the teacher. It's the teachings are in you that makes for your earthly condition being the opposite of heaven. And if you don't recognize your mental condition, you'll never get to heaven. Not everybody talking about heaven is going to enter. See, talking about heaven just isn't going to get you there. See, we've been talking about heaven all night. But you still can't get there. At this moment, heaven is still an unattainable goal. Though you now have an insight to heaven as to what heaven is. Now you can view it like going to the mountaintop. You can see heaven. See, that was symbolized by Moses. Moses was allowed, he was taken up in the mind and allowed to look over into New Jerusalem. But since he left Egypt with the old man, the old mind, the mind of Egypt, he was not allowed to go physically into Old Jerusalem, which was a sign that you would not be able to enter New Jerusalem unless with the old mind. So you will have to leave America mentally. Give up all the teachings you learned in America, Egypt, if you want to enjoy heaven, or if you want to miss it like Moses did. See, Moses was skilled in all the wisdom of Egypt. He was running for his life because he didn't know he was exiled away from his own people because he didn't know Yahweh's name. I said Moses did not know Yahweh's name. But he knew everything about Pharaoh. Pharaoh's court. Pharaoh's teaching. He knew all of Pharaoh's teachings. But all of Pharaoh's teachings didn't free him or the children of Israel. He couldn't lead the children of Israel out of slavery with Pharaoh's knowledge. Are you hearing me? And all the PhDs and masters and bachelors and engineers and whatever you can learn in Pharaoh America's court system of education, you cannot free your people, neither can you free yourself. You are bound to remain in hell. You are bound to be a servant to people who abuse you and use you and misuse you. You are bound, as long as it's forever, you are bound forever to America to be their tool and their fool, as long as you retain their knowledge. You will have to do like Moses and learn about the God of your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Listening to a leader talk about how you are treated in America and talking about who mistreats you in America will never set you free. Moses knew all about Pharaoh's teaching, but it took Yahweh new knowledge. Knowledge he didn't have. That's you. It takes a knowledge you do not have to enter heaven. Now, Satan is so skillful with his teachings in America that you are brainwashed and programmed to believe you are already free, that you can do whatever you want. Though in reality, you have more restrictions than you ever dreamed. But you are satisfied to be able to go from street to street and town to town and movie to movie. And it's all right with him as long as it's dirty and nasty and filthy and wicked. Now, heaven is all these things you're talking about, including luxury, eternity, infinite wisdom. Infinite wisdom is infinite rulership. Now, until you understand your present spiritual and mental condition, you can't break free to enter heaven. It's just impossible. Incredible. I said it's incredible. We've learned more about heaven tonight. Incredible.
This concludes part two of What is Heaven?
Loading. One moment, please. The new Yahweh Ben Yahweh website now offers the latest in streaming technology to aid you in your study of the laws and teachings of Yahweh Ben Yahweh. Visit yahwehbenyahweh.com and learn about the Tetragrammaton, the meaning of the crucifixion, and how to keep the Sabbath. YahwehBenYahweh.com is your home for truth and insight. Read about Operation Word War and how you can work to balance justice. Shalom.